and care and shepherding takes place in small groups. So I had envisioned small group leaders having a good understanding of what's contained in God's word regarding his discipline so that they know how to better shepherd God's people. I've heard professors talk about how they're going to use this book, whether it be in a church discipline or a pastoral ministries class.
Oh, yeah. So I think that every seminary should there should be a required book in every seminary. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just think you've done a masterful job, Robert. And in this short period of time, there's just no way that we can begin to apply the depths of what you have discussed here. But you have brought the right spirit. It's not about some legalistic attack on people, but it's about God redeeming his bride, no question about it, preparing a bride without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, so that we will all together give glory to God and be able to worship him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because he is coming as King of the Mountain, isn't he?
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, get a copy of the book, God Redeeming His Bride, a handbook for church discipline. $15, friends. It's a more expensive book than that, but we want to make it available to you as simply as possible. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Get a copy for your pastor, your youth pastor, the head of your deacons or whatever, and go for our website, saveus.org, and become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. We're discipling for destiny today on Viewpoint. God bless you and be a blessing to his body.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Chuck is a voice for the church. Vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and they may be your views, because we're so far, we haven't been able to get our regularly scheduled guest. All we get is an answering machine. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to, but we certainly are facing a very, very difficult time this weekend. Is the president going to launch an attack on Syria? Now, that's the big question. A lot of people say the attack is coming tomorrow. A lot of people say, well, it's only going to be a minor attack. Maybe we'll attack some of the air bases over there. Maybe we'll attack certainly some of the sites where they manufacture the chemical weapons. Or we're not going to have this last more than 2 or 3 days. But we have to make a statement. We have to make a statement because, after all, why they have actually killed people with these chemical weapons, they killed maybe 300 or maybe 500. We don't know. But the way we're going to, of course, remedy this situation is we're going to launch cruise missiles. We're going to kill a lot more people. And basically, how do you justify solving a problem where people have been killed by killing more people? There are a lot of things that really we have to ask about. Basically, the one major thing is, how do we know if poison gas was really used? And I think it probably was. But who actually used it? Was it Assad's forces, or was it the rebels operating under the directionship of the CIA? After all, our elite want an excuse to go to war over there. They've been looking for an excuse for a long time, and they seem to be intent upon it. Well, there are a lot of unanswered questions. Our lines are open. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're not going to be able, apparently, to get hold of our regularly scheduled guests, so give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to. And right now we have Jay calling from SoCal. Hi, Jay. How are we doing?
I'm fine, sir. I would just like to bring this whole thing up. You were always saying, in the past, you're saying this, so it's a spiritual warfare. Because it's not against us, against the Syrians or the, I mean, they were fighting back in the 80s, the Contra people. It doesn't make any sense. It's a spiritual warfare. And if without the, death or the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're all lost. You know that, right?
Yep. I certainly will not disagree with you at all. This is a spiritual battle, because what's really going on today, if you look at it objectively, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, why should we be concerned about what's going on over in Syria? I mean, if we're concerned about democracy, why don't we suddenly go to war with Saudi Arabia? I mean, they chop off hands and feet and behead people, and they stone women to death, and they castrate men. And I mean, basically, they are a brutal dictatorship. And so why are we concerned about Syria? I agree with you, Jay. This is a spiritual battle. And until we understand that, it's almost impossible to understand anything going on in the world today.
Yes, sir. And if you read the Bible, I mean, the whole thing is about the Middle East. So, like you said, why would we be concerned about the Middle East at all? We got more concerned with, here in California, what's going on, like anywhere else in the entire world. But why the Middle East? Because, that's where the devil, that's where the spiritual forces have some stronghold, and we're still fighting the same people.
And because there are prophecies about a major war coming in the Middle East, and it would appear to me that much of what we're doing is preparing the world for that war. Let me just put out our number. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Hang on there, Jerry. We'll be right back to you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long lasting freeze dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know, today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to have to do open lines tonight because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment about what's going on any subject, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or if you're here in the Central Coast of California, our telephone number is 464-8295. That's 831-464-8295. We have Jay calling from SoCal, who reiterates that this is a spiritual battle. We're moving towards a one-world government, and he's absolutely right. In fact, I think that what's going on over there in the Middle East is a prelude to a major war. And if you look at what's going on from a logical point of view, it just doesn't make any sense. Basically, of course, England, even England, which has always been our ally in all of our escapades, even England now has withdrawn support for an immediate attack, saying that we want to hear what the United Nations Commission says, and we should hold off an attack. And certainly, the Arab League is not backing us. The only country that's really backing the United States is France. And even there, they have things, some qualms. And yet, it would appear that President Obama is intent upon going ahead, despite the fact that at least polls have shown that only about 9% of the American people favor the attack on Syria. Yet the president seems to be intent upon it, and I think you have to understand this is not Barack Obama. Barack Obama is told what to do. There's a small contingent of very powerful people, I call them the Brotherhood, who control both political parties, and they tell the presidents what to do, and if they don't, they send them on. The presidents don't do what they're told. They send them on a trip to Dallas, or they sort of get rid of them in one way or another, or they actually set them up to be seduced. And I think that was the story of Monica Lewinsky. And so they had a hold on Bill Clinton, and he did exactly what he was told to do after the affair with Monica Lewinsky. But be that as it may, Barack Obama has been told to pursue this episode over in SoCal. I think he's going to, pardon me, over in Syria. I think he's going to. I just hope and pray that certainly we do not use excessive military force. I hope that there are not too many people who are killed by our efforts, because the blood of everyone who dies, whether they be Syrian or whether they be Israeli or certainly whether they be rebel, their blood is on our hands, because we, the American people, are financing this whole thing. The rebels are being financed and being armed and being trained by American forces, largely in Jordan, where we have over 1,000 troops today. But you don't have to take my word for it. Just go up and type in on the internet 1,000 American troops, or just troops, American troops in Jordan. You'll find we have troops there, and they are training the rebels who are killing the people. Anything else you wanted to say, Jay?
Well, I would just like to reiterate what you said before. This is a total spiritual battle. I mean, you call it a spiritual, the brother of darkness. We don't know who these people are. We can't fight against these people in flesh and blood. They represent some kind of spiritual entity that's going on since the existence of the world, since Cain killed Abel. Right there, it's the same thing, Dr. Stan. It's the same people. It's the same thing. These principalities that Daniel was fighting and said these Persian people are coming in, it's the same thing. When he had an angel come to him, I had an angel come to me, Dr. Stan, and he touched me on the shoulder. And it's 1993, three times I told that story. And I became a Christian after 9 months after reading the Bible. And that's why I'm standing here right now. And I'm going to go down as a martyr, because I will never, ever be able to explain what happened to me. I mean, I'm sitting there in a room by myself, and I get tapped the shoulder, my right shoulder. I can touch right here three times. I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? People start to say that, all your listeners, I had a spiritual experience. I mean, there's no other way to explain it.
Well, you know, Jay, an awful lot of people, basically there's an American who actually lives over in Jerusalem, and he was on certainly the Hour of Power the other day, and he was just talking, he was interviewing Robert Schuller's grandson, and basically talking about what's going on over in that part of the world. And he commented that so many of the Palestinians and Muslims are having these supernatural power experiences. The gentleman was Tom Doyle, but he actually said that these people, you know, are having these supernatural experiences. So they're being visited by angels who are saying, hey, you want to give up the Muslim faith and become a Christian? Maybe it's not quite exactly that wording, but I mean, and he has so many of them coming. And of course, when you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, why, you lose your family, then they will kill you, you know, if they many, many times, many of the people who are actually converting from the Muslim faith to Christianity are being killed today. And yet, of course, they have that intense belief because of the supernatural experience. And I think we're going to be seeing more and more of these supernatural experiences, you know, in the coming years. And I hope and pray that more and more of them will occur here in the United States, just as they occurred with you, Jay.
It happened to me, sir. And I pray peace with my brothers over in the Muslim world. And, it's all over the world. And these manifestations about Christ, it's true. It happened to be in 1993. And here it is, 20 years later. And I can't get away from, you know, reading the Bible. It's like having a relationship with God. And a friend of mine asked me, he said, how are you never going to heaven or not? And I said, I don't really care if I go to heaven, you know, or in hell. I want a relationship with God now, this time. I'm living the life of Christ, and I can do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, trying to live, Christ through me. I want a relationship with God through Christ at this time. And that's what matters. And if people could realize that, then, you know, all these wars and stuff would end, because it's all about His love and peace. And the devil's about life and hate.
Amen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we truly are engaged in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And as you look and see the unfolding of political events today, so often they don't make sense until you understand that there really are these spirits of forces that are energizing people. And some of the people really in key positions in the world, I believe, are frankly demonic. And others, they are simply there doing what is expedient, where they make a lot of money, things of that sort. But basically, I believe that we are seeing a manifestation of evil. We've killed over 100,000 people over there in Syria. I mean, why don't we keep talking about that night after night? Why don't we talk about all the children who've been killed by the rebels, who have been financed and trained and armed by the CIA and by the American forces in Jordan? We never talk about that sort of thing. We talk about, oh, my goodness, you know, suddenly they're using poison gas over there and there must be Assad. They have no way of actually proving that. In fact, there was an editorial on the editorial page of the New York Times just yesterday saying there's no evidence, you cannot prove this in court. It may be true, it may not be true, but certainly President Obama has not come up with any proof, and they are suggesting that we hold off the attack. And when the New York Times, I very seldom agree with the editorials in the New York Times, but when they say we ought to hold off the attack, why? Because I certainly agree with that. Now, I would simply point out that the Wall Street Journal, and I believe it was yesterday, came up and said we certainly ought to go ahead and attack right now and attack in full force. But people understand, who is the Wall Street Journal? The Wall Street Journal is Rupert Murdoch. And Rupert Murdoch is one of the most evil men in the world. He certainly owns the Wall Street Journal. He owns Fox News. He owns certainly many of our major publishing houses and hundreds of media outlets throughout the world. And when he was a teenager, he and his father were working with the Nazis in Hungary, facilitating the execution of Jews and sending them off to the concentration camps and Auschwitz, despite the fact that George Soros himself is Jewish. He's a totally evil man, and when you read that Wall Street Journal editorial openly advocating that we take a major stride, a major force in, and basically wipe out Assad, why you know we're in real trouble. Anyway, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go, Jay?
Yes, sir. I would just like to have our listeners remember that we are standing as watchmen on the tower. If there's a, you know, if there's a crisis coming, we see the storm coming, whatever, it's going to destroy our crops. It's going to people like invading us in some other ridge. We are watchmen on the tower, Dr. Stan. We are here to tell people to repent of their sins and confess the death, blood, resurrection of Jesus Christ. Other than that, we're done. I'm a sinner. I sinned 3 seconds ago, okay, Dr. Stan? I repented of that sin now. And everybody has to realize that there's only one way to have a relationship with God is through Jesus Christ. And repent of your sins. Confess your sins, Dr. Stan, and bless you, sir.
God bless you. Thanks very much for calling, Jay. God bless. And this is our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens this weekend. Certainly will, but President Obama is going to unleash a barrage of Tomahawk missiles on the air bases over there in Syria. Or will they certainly be hitting military installations? And, of course, when you actually set those missiles up, well, you never know exactly where they're going to go down. And basically, what about all the people who are going to be killed by the missiles that we send in? And then, of course, what's going to happen as far as Syria is concerned, are they perhaps going to retaliate? Because if they were to retaliate, were they going to retaliate against our warships? Are they going to retaliate against Israel? They've said, but basically that if they are attacked, they'll retaliate against Israel. Hope and pray that they do not. Hope that the Assad, and I've happened to feel an affinity for Assad. He's a physician, trained like I was. He was an ophthalmologist. He didn't want to become the ruler of the country. He was called back after his father died. He was living a comfortable life in England. He went back because of loyalty to his country. I hear all these terrible things about him. Certainly he's a dictator. But, of course, aren't most of the people over there, even people we're installing? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050. And we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It ended up being open lines because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. So I'll tell our telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Don on the line from Spokane, and he heard our program the other evening with Deborah Tavares, where we were going over the treatise on the New Order of the Barbarians, this talk that had been given in 1969 by Dr. Richard Day, where, of course, he told the assembled doctors exactly what was going to happen. And all of these things came to pass. Dr. Dunnigan attended the lecture, who I've talked to before his untimely death, that Dr. Dunnigan had actually just taken notes on this, given a number of interviews on this, and I interviewed him myself. But basically, of course, Don is pointing out certainly what's going on, talking about the things on Deborah Tavares' website. That's Deborah Tavares, T-A-V-A-R-E-S. T-A-V-A-R-E-S, I recommend it. And basically, of course, she's pointing out that they have the ability to utilize some of this information from the smart meters to actually influence our minds. Of course, they're poisoning our minds with fluoridated water. If you don't know that, you need to hear my talk on fluoride, the hidden agenda. But basically, they're poisoning our minds with lead and with aluminum and with cadmium and with fluoride and certainly with the pesticides, the insecticides. So that really, of course, if you compare our children when they graduate from high school with kids from other schools across the world, our kids can't compete because we've damaged their brains, and even more so with the blacks, because they're much more susceptible to the water fluoridation and the lead in the water fluoridation than whites are. But anything else you want to say, Don?
Yeah, she had a piece. It was the YouTube of Barry Troer talking about the frequencies, and they've done all the research, and they know what frequencies turns on different disease and different illnesses in your body. So the fact that so many people are sick from the smart meters and the microwave, which is basically your cell phone towers, you are just inundated. I looked at the map in my area. I have 36 towers within 2 miles of my house, and they're going all the time. So they're pulsing radiation at us all the time. So These things are all set up from what Deborah has said.
And you're absolutely right.
The crime.
Stop the crime.
So it's all set up. It's the infrastructure to silently make us sick and or kill us or change our behavior patterns are all in place already, folks. The microwave towers that are out there, which are cell phone towers, are there, set up, the infrastructure is there so that they can do whatever they want to with us with those frequencies now. And so we're under attack already. What those reports that Dr. Stan just talked about, they were saying this would come about. Well, it's now. 1969, it's now. So how many years have gone by? 44 years. And we're into it now.
But, Don, the important thing for people to understand is the force behind this is truly demonic. And basically, you get into certainly so much of what's going on, the electronics, the computers. I mean, who's certainly the leading individual or who is involved, you know, with certainly Microsoft and, well, basically is Bill Gates. And Bill Gates is deeply involved in the occult. The average individual doesn't know that. He's a multi-billionaire, but he's spending so much of his funding on various occult programs, which are aimed at destroying the infrastructure of our society. In fact, he's one of the people instrumental in the Doomsday Seed Bank, where they're actually collecting good seeds and storing them up there about 800 miles from the North Pole, so they will have seeds when they start in all over again after they've finished off most of it. As incredible as it seems, this is really what's going on.
Yes, it's a mess. And the problem we've got right now is most people feel there's nothing we can do. But what we've got to do is make the outcry so loud that we put a stop to it. Somehow we have to stop them from using the infrastructure of a cell phone setup to kill us or to make us ill.
You're absolutely right, and your job is to get other people to understand what's going on, but to understand there truly are demonic forces, because if we just look at this from a physical point of view, without looking at it from a spiritual point of view, it doesn't make sense. Once you understand that these forces behind this that are energizing it are demonic, it makes so much more sense. This is our plea.
Yeah, and Dr. Stan, with that, what's interesting there is the Great Tribulation is a judgment of God. It isn't from mankind. And so these forces that are trying to do things to human beings, kill us, make us sick, these forces aren't God's forces.
Oh, of course
not. These are outside of that. And so God, this isn't going to be the tribulation, them doing this to us. It'll just be mankind again being evil.
Right.
And so we need to realize that this is not the tribulation. This is a situation where mankind is again killing off himself.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Don, thanks so very much for calling. God bless you, and keep trying to get the information out. That's our job, is to reach as many people as we can, and hopefully God will utilize and bless our efforts.
Okay, God bless you too, Dr. Stan.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something it is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly it's open lines this afternoon, so give us a call if you have a question or comment. But basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295, and we have John Sibley calling from Washington. He's read, certainly, Morals and Dogma, which is a book written certainly by Albert Pike. And Morals and Dogma was really more or less the Bible for the Freemasons. It was written back in about 1870, 1872, somewhere in there. It's well worthwhile getting and reading, because as you read it and you begin to understand it, well, you'll understand the demonic forces at work. And basically, if you want to send me a summary of that, if you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we quote very, very frequently, very, very freely in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, from the book by Albert Pike, who was truly a Satanist. It's called Morals and Dogma. Anything else you want to say, John, before we let you go?
Well, I really wish I had the chance to have read that book more than, your book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I wish I had read that a long time ago.
Have you read it now?
No.
Well, basically, it's well worthwhile. If you don't want to put the money out, you can go up my webpage and you can actually hear the talk. I give the talk from which the book came, but I really think the book is better. It's much more detailed, and you'll get the exact quotations from Albert Pike. It's not that expensive, and it will give you a foundation in the spiritual battle we're engaged in. Thank you so very much for calling, John, and let's go to Cody, who's calling us from the great state of Washington up around Wenatchee. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to. Hi, Cody. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing just great. Thank you. I really don't like it when our guest doesn't show up and I don't have anything planned, but this is just an exciting time. We really don't have much difficulty finding things to talk about. But what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I get to ask you a question. I am curious. You know, it's kind of something I struggle with, go back and forth. On this issue, this question I have, and I'm wondering what you have to say about it. So, you know, at what point, or is there a point?
Stay there. I had a job at a major university, University of Orange. Pray it would be a very, very limited attack. But the thing is that nothing going on really makes sense. I mean, why in heaven's name are we thinking about attacking Syria? Well, basically, of course, you must understand, and of course, if you listen to our program, you know that where I'm coming from, you must understand that there's this small little group of people, maybe 5,000 people at the most, who run our country. And certainly there are well over 4,000 in the Council on Foreign Relations. And I've been to their headquarters. I've been through their files. They are the people who run this country. And the Council on Foreign Relations was organized in 1921 as a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created to bring about a one-world government. The permanent The honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations is David Rockefeller, who's openly admitted he's part of a secret cabal that is conspiring with others, working against the best interests of the United States. And if you haven't read his book, you need to get it. It's called Memoirs. We carry the book. You can get it from us. And I'm quoting from page 405. And it's vitally important that you get the book, that you read it, and that you point this out to others. Now, Cindy, David Rockefeller is the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations and of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. And between the two of these, they run this government, and they appear to be intent upon the attack on Syria. Why would we be doing that? Well, the only thing I can think of is, of course, that they certainly want to destabilize that whole area and bring it under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, which we have financed. The American CIA has financed the Muslim Brotherhood since the end of the Second World War, and that's covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. Now, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to, Sydney, get the books. You need to get our tape sets. You need to get our four CD sets. And then you need to educate others, because basically there's a small group that controls both political parties that makes mockery of our electoral process. And that is what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Hi, Bruce, calling from Durand. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. I've been calling Washington, either our senators or their staff, because they're not in, or the president at the White House, you know, his staff, every day this week, saying leave Syria alone, or have some kind of conference about breaking Syria up, you know, 30% to the Alawite, 30% to the Shiites, and I don't know, maybe a no man's land or a neutral zone, the other 30%, something like that. You know, not only for Syria's sake, but for Israel's sake. And they're just not listening. Now, if he goes through with this against the will of the American people and the British people and probably the French people and every other people.
And basically against the dictates of the United Nations as well. Go ahead.
Against everybody. Should he be impeached on the grounds of aiding and abetting the enemy and a conflict of interest because he believes in the Muslim Brotherhood and his brother-in-law there, or I'm sorry, his stepbrother, is it?
No, it's his half-brother.
Malika, or
yeah,
whatever.
It's his half-brother who's actually working for the Muslim Brotherhood.
If you think it's worth it, then it may not be worth it, but if you think it is, I will call every day from now till kingdom come to congressmen, senators, everybody, impeach Obama. Impeach Obama. Just a drumbeat until he's out of there or whatever. What do you think?
Well, I think that basically Obama is simply a front for what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Obama does what he is told to do. The person,
but it would certainly send them all a message.
Oh, yes, certainly. And basically, of course, you can't. The unfortunate thing is, why you can't give them the long dissertation that I give here. But you have to understand that Obama gets his orders from the National Security Advisor, his current National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, who just happens to be former Trilateral Commission, current member of the CFR. And she was preceded by Thomas Donilon, former member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the CFR. And he was preceded by General James Jones, a former member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. They tell Obama what to do. And basically, he does exactly what he's told to do, because he realizes if he doesn't, they'll finish him off. He's not a foolish man. He understands the power structure. However, I would think it would be well worthwhile continuing making your calls, because basically you're letting people know that certainly there are an awful lot of people out here that are very, very disturbed by the policies of our government. But what we need is not just you making those calls, all sorts of other people making the calls, but even more than that, we need to let people understand the spiritual forces that energize the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. And I simply tell people to go to the Trilateral Commission website, trilateral.org. trilateral.org and look at their logo. Now, when you look at it, you may not even see it, but I will tell you what's there. It's three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. And when you know it's there, you'll see them, and then you'll understand this is Luciferian and basically the demonic forces that energize the Rockefellers and the other people that were involved in this truly satanic world conspiracy.
Every week I get something from either Jerome Corsi or there's two or three different Tea Party organizations. Sign our petition to impeach Obama, and I say, they're never going to impeach Obama, and I kind of consider his sins to have been so far what the Catholics would call venial sins rather than mortal sins. But if he ignores 10-to-1 ratio opposition and almost universal international opposition to this, I would consider that going into the mortal sin category, and I would start signing petitions and calling for his impeachment.
I mean, not that it necessarily would do any good, but remember, Obama is doing what he is ordered to do by his national security advisor, and the current national security advisor is Susan Rice.
If they're all lying about this or jumping to a conclusion just to get away with something, you know, on the cheap, yeah, let's get old Assad cheap. You know, we can trump this up and get rid of him. If they're really doing that, every time I look at them anymore, I will just, you know, I won't cuss at them or anything. I'll just say, you are despicable. You people are slime. Kerry, you're slime. Rice, you're slime. Just lying, opportunistic slime balls. You know, well,
remember,
just like,
Kerry also is former Trilateral Commission. Remember, when you go to work for a government, why you have to give up your membership in the Trilateral, but he is CFR. Yeah. And basically, he's playing his part. Susan Rice is playing her part. And basically, this is all contrived.
Well, it's going too far. It's going too far.
Well, what our job is, Bruce, is to get people, others. What we need to do is get a mass rising of the American people and get them certainly informed and understanding the true nature of the spiritual battle.
Yep.
God bless.
Okay, thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us. If you're in a position to do that, and so you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or certainly you can buy the books and DVDs and four CD sets we offer, or you can certainly get the Miracle 2 soap products and the Berkey products, or the health products, and basically we carry the health products that you need to be taking. I'm talking about vitamin D3, magnesium, iodine, curcumin, and basically quercetin, all of these things, antioxidants, vitally important vitamin C. And basically, we also carry the prostate support and the immune support and allobiotic, which is an immune booster. If you'd like a list of the health products that you need to keep your health up at this time, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a list of our products. You can find them listed at RadioLiberty.com. But I would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that you lay in a good supply of these and have them on hand, because quite frankly, I don't know what's going to happen in the coming weeks and months. But it appears that things are moving very, very rapidly towards some sort of a climax in the Near East and the Middle East. And basically, we could have an electromagnetic pulse attack in America. And if you don't know what that is, you need to get the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the DVD we have on the threat of an EMP attack. And then to put things as they unfold into their spiritual context, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then if you'd like to actually understand why the Brotherhood wants war, you need to hear my interview with Norman Dodd. It was an interview I did back in 1980, but actually Norman Dodd was the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, which are the center of the subversive movement aimed at undermining and destroying this country. And he will tell you how his researchers had the opportunity of going to the records of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And basically, they debated on how to change America and the world. And they said the best way to change America and the world was through war. And then they spent a year, the year of 1909, trying to decide how they were going to get America into a war. And of course, just 8 years later, why they got us into World War I, and then they got us into World War II, and now we're headed towards World War III. The DVD is called The Desperate Deception, and we have so many exciting DVDs. You get my World Revolution. We'll hear my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, a billionaire, and he was very graciously invited us to his home in Miami, Florida, where you'll actually hear him telling how we install Fidel Castro in Cuba. And it wasn't because we didn't know he was a communist. Of course they knew he was a communist, but you needed an enemy. And basically, Fidel Castro was the ideal enemy. And if you don't believe that, well, you need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we have. And he will tell you how his daughters go down to meet with Fidel and how Fidel has come up to meet with David. You see, nothing as it appears to be. Why would Fidel Castro come up to meet with David? Even more than that, why would David Rockefeller meet with Fidel? And why would David Rockefeller's daughters go down and spend a great deal of time with and supporting Fidel Castro in Cuba? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a world gone mad. There really are these demonic forces out there. And all you need to do is look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission. You can go to their website, trilateral.org. Look at the logo, three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. And then you'll understand the spiritual component. You need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you're in a position to help us financially, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And ask me, please go there. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
It's become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. And William was the former editor, the senior editor of the New American Magazine. For a time, he was editor of the Republic Magazine. Certainly, he writes regular views and articles for Lou Rockwell. He writes the monthly Radio Liberty newsletter. But we always enjoy having William on here on Friday to discuss the affairs of the week and bring us up to date on what's really going on behind the scenes. William, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, now you actually have your own program now, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's on Saturday nights. It's called Freedom Zealot Radio. It's broadcast the Liberty News Radio Network, which is available online at libertyroundtable.com. Liberty Roundtable is one word, libertyroundtable.com. I come on every 8 o'clock Saturday evening Mountain Time, which is 7 o'clock Pacific or 9 o'clock Central. And if people go to libertyroundtable.com, in the upper right-hand corner of the website, there's a Listen Live Now button they can click, and they can listen to all the programs in real time. They're streaming on the Internet. Once again, mine comes on at 8 o'clock Central Time every Saturday night.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you just go right ahead and bring us up. Well, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, we have to talk about the murderous illusion that is being woven by the Obama administration and certain other people in the power elite with respect to what's going on in Syria, and the very high likelihood that within the next several days we're going to see the United States embark on what is, by any metric, an undisguised act of illegal aggression against a country that has done us no harm in the name of protecting that country from people who were funded by Washington and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and a number of other, I guess you would call them, members of the coalition of the bot bribed and bullied. What's happened over the last couple of years, as you point out, Dr. Stan, is that tens of thousands of people have been killed in this so-called civil war.
They actually say that's over 100,000.
Over 100,000,
right,
by some estimates, even higher. And what has happened, of course, is that a conflict between the admittedly horrible regime of Bashar al-Assad and people who want some kind of political reform in that country has been exploited. It's been repurposed by Washington and London and the regular suspects, the familiar suspects, the power elite, who have been waging a war of aggression within Syria for the purpose of overthrowing dictatorship of the hereditary Assad family and installing a jihadist-aligned or jihadist-oriented regime of the sort that Libya was blessed with after the 2011 campaign that was waged by the Obama administration under the pretext of enforcing a no-fly zone as requested by the Arab League. This time, however, there isn't so much as a colorable pretext here of international cooperation.
And it's even interesting, he said even the Arab League will not so
exactly
back what Obama is thinking of doing. It just doesn't make any sense. Basically, we've lost the support of England, we've lost the support of most of the NATO allies, the Arab League, even Saudi Arabia will not, they may say, well, they may have used the poison gas, but they're not advocating America's coming into that area, and basically, and yet it would appear that Obama is intent upon certainly justifying the launching of a missile attack on Syria and killing a lot of people in the name of certainly reacting to the fact that people have been killed by poison gas. Of course, we're not sure who used the poison gas. There's no documentation. It was Assad.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is William Grigg, pointing out that Well, the logic would tell you that Assad would not have used chemical weapons, knowing full well there would be a response from the United States. He's talking about the apparent close relationship of high American officials with the leaders of the rebel people there, who in all probability the ones who used the chemical weapons. We do know that the rebels in the past have used chemical weapons, and I suspect that the rebels are behind this current use. And remember, the rebels are certainly agents of the CIA. They're working very closely with the CIA. The CIA and the American military are arming and training and financing this whole Islamic movement that's killed 100,000 Syrian civilians, many of them children, and their blood is on the hands of every American who's not speaking out today and doing everything they can to expose the dark and sinister spirits of forces which have gained control and hold the reins of power in Washington, D.C. today. Go right ahead, William.
One of the things about this we discussed last week, Dr. Stan, that I think bears repeating is the fact that the overlay being used or the template being employed by the Obama administration is that of the 1999 bombing of Serbia over Kosovo. And really, you could do a search and replace in the pronouncements being issued by Washington right now and use pretty much the entire corpus of rhetoric emitted by the Clinton administration back in 1999 to justify that 78-day terror bombing campaign. And within the last week or so, there have been several very prominent leaks from the White House talking about how the Kosovo model is being employed here. That's something that's profoundly troubling for a number of reasons, first of which is that the Kosovo bombing was intended to install in that province of Serbia a group called the Kosovo Liberation Army, which was a hybrid totalitarian organization, descended on the one hand from the Skanderbeg militias, the SS created during World War II, who were so vicious that even the SS told them to cool it a little bit. That's how bad those people were. On the other hand, they were descended from Stalinists through the line of Enver Hoxha, the dictator of communist Albania, and they were allied with Osama bin Laden. They were given arms and equipment, training by the CIA. They're really foul people. They're now running Kosovo as if it were a legitimate country. And for geostrategic reasons, I've never been able fully to understand, it was decided to put these people in charge of Kosovo. And in the course of doing so, there was a narrative created where supposedly the Kosovo Albanians were being persecuted into extinction by the Serbs for reasons of ethnic cleansing. And we were told in the buildup to the 1999 bombing campaign that there were hundreds of thousands of Kosovo Albanians, primarily men of fighting age, 14 years old and up, who are being herded into boxcars or herded into sports stadiums, such as the Pristina sports stadium in the capital of Kosovo. And they, of course, were being depicted as the victims of a potential Nazi-type slaughter. None of this took place. When this bombing was going on, when this campaign was going on, I actually got on the phone on many occasions and called people in Serbia, called people who were not friends by any means of the Slobodan Milosevic regime. Never mind, he's a socialist. He was a thug. He was Tito's banker. He was there. He was the emissary of Tito's regime to Wall Street. So he's a pretty foul human being. And people who had first or secondhand contact with events in Kosovo on the ground, none of this was happening. You had the Secretary of Defense at the time, who was a Republican, former Senator William Cohen from Maine, talking about how there's just no doubt that Slobodan Milosevic has been pursuing a genocidal slaughter of Albanian, or Kosovo Albanian. And none of this happened. As a matter of fact, in the year leading up to the bombing in 1998, the number of murders that took place in Kosovo, thereby this is a province that was the site of a ethnic conflict, a struggle between mutually exclusive ethnicities for control over ancient territory. It's a pretty ugly situation. The number of murders in Kosovo was about the same as took place in the city of Atlanta. So you're not dealing with really the killing fields of Cambodia or some other analog. You're dealing with an ugly situation that wasn't genocidal in any sense. Then there was the triggering incident that they were looking for, which was an alleged slaughter, systematic slaughter of unarmed Kosovo Albanians in a village called Resak. Supposedly these people have been marched to a ditch and then mowed down as if you're seeing a reenactment on a miniature scale of the Babi Yar massacre of World War II in That's not something that actually happened. This territory, this village of Rasak, was held by the KLA guerrillas, the CIA-backed KLA guerrillas. There was a firefight between paramilitary police from the Serbian government and the Kosovar Albanians, the KLA, actually, not the Albanians, the KLA, that one little group within that subpopulation. And the KLA got the worst of it, and so they brought in the press after the firefight was over, and they showed them what was described as a mass grave. But it wasn't a mass grave. They had between half a dozen and two dozen, if I remember correctly, people from the KLA who were killed in a firefight in a military exchange. And their bodies had been dressed and taken care of. They weren't dumped indiscriminately into a pit, as happened at Babi Yar. But the Rasak so-called massacre was treated as if it were a red line for U.S. military intervention. And so when delegates of the Serbian government met at Rambouillet, France, with emissaries of the U.S. State Department, the Serbs were given an ultimatum that essentially demanded that the NATO allies be allowed to insert a military force in Kosovo that would have unqualified access to the entire territory of Serbia. In other words, they were being given an ultimatum that they knew, that the people who provided that ultimatum knew the Serbs would have to turn down. They made it impossible for the Serbs to comply. There's not a government on the face of the earth that would have accepted those terms. They weren't meant to be accepted. They were meant to be rejected because, as one State Department official said after the negotiation, the Serbs need some bombing, and that's what they're going to get. So they backed these people into a corner. They handed them an ultimatum they knew would be rejected in order to justify this so-called humanitarian bombing of Serbia, in which every bridge over the Danube River was destroyed. The shipping lanes were fouled up as a result. Hospitals were bombed. Power plants were bombed. A TV station was knocked out after it was broadcasting anti-NATO coverage of what was happening in Kosovo. That, of course, is a war crime. There was a horrible incident involving a train that was taken out by a missile fired by a fighter jet. This went on in a country that had never done anything to harm us or committed any aggression against the United States. It happened without a congressional declaration of war. It even happened without a Security Council resolution because Russia didn't support this action against Serbia, which is a longtime ally of Russia. And the NATO alliance, which is a subset of the United Nations, a regional affiliate of the United Nations, was used to circumvent both the U.S. Constitution, which is the most important question here, and also the provisions of the U.N. Charter. You had Javier Solana, who was a cultural Marxist from Spain, who was at the time the Secretary General of NATO. He was a 68er. He was one of the people who were disciples of Marcuse and Theodore Adorno, who caused such interesting times to occur in the streets of Europe in 1968. He was the one who was the, I guess you call it, operational commander-in-chief, because he's the one who gave the order for the bombing to commence. And when Bill Clinton went on television to announce that the U.S. was involved in this military action, he made specific reference to the Secretary General as the official who had ordered the attack, giving him, that is to say, giving Mr. Clinton, a certain amount of cover because he was not responsible, supposedly, for an action that implicated the U.S. military in a war of aggression against a country that had done nothing to harm us and that historically has been very pro-American. The Serbian element of Yugoslavia particularly, even under the reign of Josip Broz Tito, was very pro-American. And for the length and breadth of World War II, under Mihailovic, the Chetniks were actually very pro-American. They rescued hundreds of U.S. fighters over German-occupied Yugoslavia, what would become known as Yugoslavia. That territory that was turned over to Stalin's control after World War II because of the perfidy of Churchill, for the most part. And Mihailovic himself was arrested on spurious charges and put through a show trial and then executed by Tito. In spite of all that, the Serbs have always been pretty much pro-American. Most of them speak English, and most of them are Eastern Orthodox Christians. They were ruled by a communist government. That didn't make them communist, of course. I had actually a very long conversation with the Serbian journalist on that subject when the bombs were going off. At one point, he had to beg off the telephone conversation because the air raid sirens were going off in the background. It's a really interesting proposition to be talking that way with somebody who's being attacked by the government that rules us here with no justification. But that's the model being used now by the Obama administration to justify the prospective aggression against Syria, and it really does work pretty well. For the KLA, you can substitute the Al-Nusra Front, who were just as vicious, and they're once again being promoted by the CIA. They've got a connection to this, I guess you'd call it, franchise called Al-Qaeda. They're even nastier than the KLA in some ways. It's interesting. The KLA was involved in black market peddling of human organs, where they'd take victims of their atrocities and then cut them up for scrap, basically, and sell their organs on the black market. And I find that sort of an interesting foreshadowing of what the Al-Nusra Front has become notorious for, which is cannibalism. There's that horrible video of a Syrian fighter cutting out the heart of a rival, heart, liver of a rival fighter, and then eating them on camera. That seems to be sort of a leitmotif here for the sort of people that Washington backs in conflicts of this sort. And rather than having the Raysac massacre, the so-called Raysac massacre, once again, it was a battle. It wasn't a massacre. It wasn't a mass slaughter. That was the red line to justify bombing of Serbia. And now we have the supposed red line of the alleged use of chemical weapons in areas that are controlled by the rebels, once again. They're the ones who are controlling the narrative, just as the KLA controlled the narrative, the buildup of the bombing in 1999.
Well, you know, William, I really fear for my country when I reflect that God is just. Yeah. And basically, the good people of America aren't doing anything. The good people are simply sitting back and watching it unfold and shaking their heads and say, there's nothing I can do. Well, there's a lot you can do. You can get on the radio. I can get on the radio. Anybody can get on the radio. If they can't do it, they can support you, they can support me, they can support other people getting the information out. We must have a great wave of support, certainly for doing what's right here in America and punishing these people who are actually inciting wars and killing hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world on a regular basis.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050, and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney William is pointing out that certainly the Obama administration has made a statement that if we need a legal justification for going in and bombing, certainly in Syria, we'll provide our own. If a legal justification is needed, we'll provide our own. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no legal justification for killing people, and this is what we're doing. Are you going to kill people because we assume that in all probability Assad has killed people? We don't know that. So why are we going to go in and suddenly launch a series of missile attacks or tomahawk attacks? And there's no way that you can have these attacks without killing people. Because supposedly Assad killed people, are we justified in killing people? And what happens if it turns out that Assad did not kill these people? Then what do you do after we've killed other people? Ladies and gentlemen, basically what you're dealing with, we're dealing with organized evil that controls the reins of power in Washington, D.C. They're not interested in who set off those chemical weapons. They're interested in justifying an attack on the government of Syria, because, of course, we want to replace the existing government with a government that will go along with our agenda. And what is our agenda? Well, if the rebels take over, they will have the chemical weapons, and I can assure you they'll use them against Israel. Why would we want to actually allow the rebels to take over Syria when you know that they're going to use those chemical weapons against Israel? Well, maybe nothing as it appears to be. Maybe everything is illusion and delusion. Go right ahead, William.
It is highly likely that if Assad is replaced by this coalition that the United States has organized, that includes people who are veterans of insurrectionary warfare in Iraq and the effort promoted by the U.S. to overthrow Gaddafi in Libya. And, of course, they're related to the charming folks who are causing so much trouble in Mali as well. But if those people come to power, it's entirely likely here that you will have an off-the-shelf jihadist threat that could be used to foment further chaos, bloodshed in the region, including the prospect of an attack on Israel, which is one of those instances in which you've got people who are content with their own cleverness who are being too clever by half. I think that there are elements of the government within Israel who want to see Assad removed without thinking about what's likely to come in his train if the existing coalition comes to power, because the most ruthless, most effective on the battlefield element of that coalition consists of the Al-Nusra Front. They are horrible, horrible people. They are like the KLA on steroids. They're like some kind of bizarre, genetically engineered, recombinant version of the KLA. They're like the KLA with territorial ambitions. The KLA, I think, was just content to take over Kosovo. They've been talking about some kind of an Anschluss with Albania to create a greater Albania that includes little pieces of Macedonia and some other countries in the region. But they've been domesticated. I don't think that's going to happen with the Al-Nusra Front in Syria. But what I find interesting is that for the first time in centuries, since 1782 or so, the British Parliament refused to approve a resolution to commit their country to war after Prime Minister Cameron, spouting the potted platitudes and talking points he'd been fed by Washington, asked for authority to commit the British military to intervention in Syria as part of a U.S.-led effort. That's the first time literally in centuries that the British Parliament has carried out an indispensable function of check-reining the ambition of the executive when it comes to war. We don't have an arrangement like that in this country anymore. It was interesting in the debates during the 1790s over the prospect of U.S. involvement in the war between Britain and France, it was made very clear that the authority of the president was to carry out the laws, faithfully to execute the laws that are constitutionally sound, that were enacted by Congress, and to act as commander-in-chief of the military when the military is called into service of the country by the Congress. His power was similar to that of the king, the monarch in Great Britain, but inferior to it, as Alexander Hamilton pointed out. Mr. Hamilton, of course, being the famous exponent of energy in the executive, said that when it comes to matters of war-making, all the president can do is supervise, preside. He's not the one who makes the decision to commit the United States government to war. That's something that only Congress can do. Yet here, in the case of Great Britain, you've got a nominal monarchy, and I suppose they call themselves a democracy of some sort, where the parliamentary element of that government is actually impeding the rush to war. And here in the United States, the elected dictator is saying that he wouldn't so much as consult with Congress in order to obtain legal authority. Like Napoleon, he'll put the crown on his own head, for there is none higher, there is none sufficiently mighty to give him permission to do what he and his sovereign will chooses to do. That's how things work here in what used to be the Constitutional Republic of the United States.
Well, I think it's really so interesting, of course, that they picture this time when the Congress is in recess. Yep. Now, he could call Congress back, and this is what he should do, but I do not believe he's going to. I believe he's going to go off independently and say, I have the power, and who has the authority to challenge me? But remember, of course, Barack Obama is simply a front for the power elite.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's
try to take
a miracle.
You into fields of...
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Whittem is simply pointing out that the president basically takes unilateral action, and then, of course, once the American troops are committed, he tells the Congress, well, of course, you can stab our men in the back and not fund this, or our men are over there fighting and dying, or you can back them as you should. And you know, the idea is, of course, you're patriotic. You're not going to leave our soldiers there. I mean, fighting without weapons, without funding. Why, of course, it would be unpatriotic. And so time after time, starting in Korea, and time after time, why we have funded our troops, and we never should have. The Congress has certainly sort of impeached the president for committing troops without their authorization. Go right ahead with him.
Yeah, we're dealing here with something that's already an impeachable offense, the claim by Mr. Obama. First of all, let me revise and extend that thought. He should have been impeached for what he did in Libya, inter alia. I mean, I'm of the opinion that since World War II in any case, if not since 1933, the practice should have been instituted that a president would be simultaneously inaugurated and impeached. A president who is impeached has been indicted, and he's not removed until after he has been convicted on the terms of impeachment. I think that between the time that a president takes his hand off the Bible and publicly perjures himself by swearing to uphold the Constitution, and that same president makes his first policy pronouncement or enacts his first policy, between that time you have a brief interval in which the president is innocent of crimes against the Constitution. I believe that pretty much the first time the president's pen touches paper to issue an executive order, that president's committing an impeachable offense that should be grounds for removal. So if I had my way, every president would be simultaneously inaugurated and impeached, and that this would hang over his neck like a metaphorical Damoclean sword that could be deployed at the first opportunity. And just about every president since Bush the Elder, upon taking office, has bloodied himself before the second day of office. I mean, often before the first inaugural ball, a president is a rite of passage, will order a military strike somewhere and kill somebody. It's almost as if they're making their bones in the form of a mafia don. And so I think that Barack Obama's impeachability began when, within the first few days of his first term, he ordered a drone strike that killed somebody without probable cause, without conviction, and without congressional authorization, without the declaration of war. If you want to have Congress declare war or issue letters of mark and reprisal, that's one thing. That would be debatable. It would be debatable that these people who are killed by drone strikes would be subject to the terms of congressional letter of mark and reprisal as somebody against whom lethal force could be deployed. But they don't even go through that constitutional formality anymore. It's just assumed that the power to kill inheres in the president's office. But certainly, after what happened in Libya in 2011, where you had the president of the United States convince the military to war, and he referred to it as kinetic activities. If I remember correctly, the regnant euphemism was that these were not hostilities. The reason why he avoided the use of the word hostilities is because of the War Powers Resolution. Once again, I think that's a spurious enactment. I think that it's a constitutional abomination. It doesn't limit the president's power. It just provides a pretext for undermining the separation of powers and denying Congress its due constitutional primacy in matters of war. But the War Powers Resolution uses the word hostilities. And so rather than referring to what happened in Libya as hostilities, the Clinton administration referred to it as a kinetic military activity, which means, I guess, rather than hostilities, these were what, armed congenialities, perhaps? But that was certainly impeachable. And the fact that the Congress didn't immediately impeach Mr. Obama and prosecute him and his cronies for crimes against the Constitution and crimes against customary law of nations, which is something the Congress, or rather the Constitution, provides for. The Congress can define offenses against the law of nations, a different concept from international law, a subtle but important distinction. But because they didn't do that, we end up in a situation now where we're at the cusp of a potential military action that could plausibly precipitate something very close to a literal world war, given the alliances that are involved here, given the fact that Syria is a client of Russia, and that there are Russian nationals on the ground in Syria who are manning some of the surface-to-air emplacements, other otherwise giving advice and providing technical support to Syria as they face the prospect of an attack by the U.S., a coalition to be named later. And you have Syria aligned with Iran, and you have China implicated in this as well, because China is very close to Iran. The Gordian knot of tripwires here is uncannily similar to a similar arrangement that existed in August of 1914, where a Serbian archduke was taken out by an assassin, and then the dominoes started to fall, and pretty soon pretty much the entire Western world was embroiled in a fratricidal conflict that actually could be described as a murder-suicide pact. I mean, that's when Christendom was destroyed. There used to be an entity called Christendom. It used to be that, as I think it was Hilaire Belloc said, the continent is the faith is the continent. And that, of course, was destroyed in World War One. That was the objective. They wanted to break the crust of custom and create a new polity. They wanted through this paroxysm of murder, of mass murder.
I think what's really important, really, is, of course, the statement that made by Norman Dodd, whose assistant, Catherine Casey, had actually investigated and gone over the minutes of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace for the year 1908. And during that year, of course, they had spent the whole year determining how they were going to restructure the world, how they were going to change the world. And they finally came to the conclusion, is there any better way to change the structure of the world than to war? And they agreed that war was the way to do it. They spent the year 1909 planning how they were going to get the United States into a war. And 7 years later, 8 years later, why, of course, America entered World War One. And that the whole idea was to bring about the League of Nations, the world government. When that failed, why we had to have World War Two. And when that failed, why I believe that World War III is imminent. And people don't understand. These people want war. Why? Because it's a means of changing society. Everybody thought, certainly when Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated in August of 1914, why, of course, there'd be a little conflict between Serbia and Austria-Hungary. And we'd go on for maybe a week or two. And then, of course, it'd all blow over and that things would get back to normal. And instead of that, of course, why we ended up with a long 4-year bloody war where over 21 million people died and Europe was in rubble, and certainly the structure of many of the major governments there, whether it be Germany or Russia or the Ottoman Empire or Italy. I mean, all these countries were effectively destroyed, and the very structure of those nations has never returned to what it was prior to certainly World War One. When you start a war, you never know how it's going to end, do you? Go right ahead.
That's why they call it rolling the iron dice. That's an expression that was used in Barbara Tuchman's book about the Guns of August, about what happened with these people. Badly miscalculated what would happen. There were unreasonable expectations on everybody's side in going to war in World War One. You had jaunty British troops expecting that they would be home before Thanksgiving. They ended up, of course, bogged down on the static line in Belgium, France, in these horribly unsanitary sewers that they called trenches or dugouts, actually. And you had Germans march to war with the same giddiness, saying, Auf Wiedersehen, I'll meet you on the boulevard in Paris. They expected that the war would be over before Christmas. And, of course, in 1914, you had one last opportunity when these antagonists met on the frozen no-man's land on Christmas. And in defiance of their political rulers, defiance of their superior officers, in many instances, these men who were both all raised in the Christian tradition, except, of course, for some of the enlistees on the British side who were from the Raj, the remnant of the Raj in India, they didn't understand what was going on. They thought it was like the Festival of Lights in the Hindu religion. But you have the Christian soldiers from England and France and Germany meet on no man's land and celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace in this brief, if you will, fermata in the symphony of satanic destruction that was World War One. I thought it interesting that there was one rather character who remained aloof and expressed official dispatches to his superiors his displeasure with the spectacle of fraternization between the British and the German soldiers. A corporal by the name of Adolf the Red Hitler. He was called the Red because he was considered a communist by people in his unit. But that was pretty much our last opportunity. I'm using the word "our" in the broadest sense here in referring to the Western world. There was an effort by Pope Benedict at the time to arrange a peace conference to restore the status quo antebellum and to try to get people to back off from what was destined to become a horrible civilization-destroying conflict that was completely unnecessary. And as you pointed out, Dr. Scan, it was understood by the elitists who were making this happen that what they were engineering would be the death of one civilization and the birth of something that doesn't deserve the term civilization. The idea was that they wanted to make sure that the war didn't end too quickly, because if it did, then the United States wouldn't get involved, and it was necessary to have the United States get involved in World War I in order to bring about this new global architecture through the League of Nations. And there's a very good possibility that what can happen now, if the Guns of August model is followed, and I think there are people who want to apply that, they want to use the Kosovo model to justify the war in the service of the larger pre-World War I design. This is something that would probably trigger the terminal crisis of America's financial system. Just today in the Washington Times, there's a little note by Bill Gertz, who's a very good reporter on defense-related issues, that the Pentagon can't afford to go to war in Syria. It has to seek a supplemental funding measure from Congress, which doesn't have any money to spend for this, remember, if we're going to be involved even in the so-called discrete and limited bombing campaign that Mr. Obama has planned. Now, if they have to go around like mendicants in order to fund an air campaign that would be of limited duration and limited scope, the reaction here that this is likely to engender would be devastating, because I cannot believe for a second that in a limited air campaign of the sort they're talking about, they're not going to create the kind of damage that would necessarily cause this conflict to expand. And if you end up with a situation where an airstrike takes out a Russian military team providing technical support for a Syrian anti-aircraft position, or otherwise engaged in providing technical support to Syria, then that, of course, implicates a very large, very ugly possibility here of a direct conflict between the United States and Russia. And it's interesting how in 1999, at the airport there in Pristina, I believe it was, you had Wesley Clark take the United States right up to the brink of war with Russia over control of that airport. And it was the Russians, interestingly enough, perhaps because of the national experience with unnecessary wars, the Russians who actually pacified the situation, de-escalated it. But Dr. Stanley, people in Washington are perfectly insane. There's no other explanation for it. I mean, obviously they're evil. I mean, we can stipulate to the fact they're evil. Of course, I think that insanity and evil can coexist here. The blithe indifference these people display to mass murder and the incalculably deep hypocrisy of accusing Bashar al-Assad of being a world historic war criminal. These are people who are flinging missiles from drones into neighborhoods in Pakistan and wiping out hundreds of people as they do so. These are the same people who use white phosphorus and depleted uranium munitions in Fallujah, which is a city now where you have the highest rate of pediatric leukemia and the highest concentration of perfectly grotesque and bizarre birth defects because of the residue that's left behind by the destruction of Fallujah in a punitive raid a number of years ago. These are people who have killed literally millions of people. If you take a look at the body count just in Iraq, and of course the Iraq-Iran War of the 1980s, which was brought about by these folks. And they're accusing Bashar al-Assad of being somebody who has violated every norm of human decency. Well, of course, that's the sort of thing that is done by the people who are tendering that accusation.
Before we go on, William, I do want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can certainly listen to your radio program, and then how they can get to your PayPal button.
Dr. Stan, I really do appreciate that. My blog is called Pro Libertate. Go to a search engine, preferably one that's not wedded to the NSA. If you can find one, I think StartPage is pretty good. DuckDuckGo is another one. If all else fails, go to Google and type in Pro Libertate and Grig, William Grig. That should be the first return. The direct address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. I try to publish at least once a week. I just published a new essay there today, comparing the government that rules us to the ancient Assyrians, which I think is an appropriate analogy. And there is a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay, as you point out, Dr. Stan, and I really do appreciate the help that we've received, the very generous help from you and from many other people, and we're badly in need of it this month. Things are pretty grim for us this month, so if people have the means to contribute and they're interested in helping, I'd really appreciate that.
And we would appreciate it as well. We actually contribute. We believe William's efforts are really monumental. We certainly will do everything we can to support him. And if you're in a position to help him, why, oh, we would appreciate your helping him. Go right ahead,
William. I do appreciate that. My radio program, as I mentioned before, Freedom Zone Radio comes on at 8 o'clock Central Time at the Liberty News Radio Network. LibertyRoundtable.com is the best place to go to listen to that. There's a listen live button in the upper right-hand quadrant of the webpage, the homepage at libertyroundtable.com. Freedom Zealot Radio, 8 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, rather, 7 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Central Time. Liberty News, the Liberty News Radio Network, libertyroundtable.com. And as I've mentioned before, I'm working on a documentary about the case of Rita Hutchins in Sandpoint, Idaho, which would be the first installment in a series I want to create called Snapshots of Soviet America. I'm going to be setting up a Kickstarter account to try to raise money to create the documentary. And that's a series of documentaries, something I think that is badly needed right now. And I'll be providing more information about that as the project proceeds.
And then, of course, you can very often see William's articles there at rockwell.com. And it's basically another site where you can get William's work. William, certainly our guest has been William Grig, former senior editor for the New American magazine, working for a time for the Republican magazine. I've certainly been on the front lines of this battle for a long period of time. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program, but ladies and gentlemen, this coming weekend, certainly the next few days, could certainly be a very minor incident, or could be a major incident, but we live in a world gone mad, ruled by people who hate the God of the Bible.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Basically, you can have our telephone numbers, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get the books, DVDs, 4 CD sets, and other items we carry. Hopefully many of you, of course, are going to be taking and utilizing the health products. We think they're vitally important. We take them ourselves. But most people are deficient, certainly, in magnesium. They're deficient in iodine. They're deficient in vitamin D3. They need to be taking curcumin supplements, which are flavonoids, curcumin and quercetin. And basically, of course, we certainly think that everybody should have allobiotic on hand. It's a combination of oil of oregano and oil of elderberry and allicin and a couple of other things. And it's something that will boost your immune system. We have something called Prostate Support, another item called Immune Support, which is mushroom products. We have a list of products, health products we think are important. We take them all, and certainly you can get a list of the items on our website at radioliberty.com. You can get a list certainly from our catalog, and we'll be glad to send you a free catalog. Or certainly, if you'd like to, you can go up to our website. If you'd like, you can give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for a list of the health products which you should be taking and which you should be laying a supply in. Because if we have an electromagnetic pulse attack, and I don't know if we're going to have one. If we don't, we certainly probably will face a solar flare attack and knock out the entire electronic grid of America. And we would not have this for a few days or a few weeks. We would have this for a few years, and the world we live in would change forever. If you doubt this is really a problem, you think this is ridiculous, you need to get the 4 CD set and the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. You can get, through our ministry, the 2004 and 2008 Congressional Commission reports. Now, I have to tell you in all honesty, you can pull them down from the internet, but I've pulled them down. We've copied them. We make them available through our ministry, the 2004, the 2008 reports from the Congressional Committee. And basically, they've studied this thoroughly. Congress has voted to remedy the situation, and somebody's suppressed efforts to do what Congress unanimously voted to do. The 110th Congress unanimously voted to remedy the situation so that we could never have an EMP attack that would simply destroy the infrastructure of America instantaneously. And you say that sounds crazy. Well, it really does. That's why you need to get the book, A Nation Forsaken. You need to get either the DVD or the 4 CD set or both on the threat of an EMP attack. And then there's so much more. Go up on the internet, pull down the articles. We're talking about millions, if not hundreds of millions of Americans dying. And whether this is certainly being engineered by the Brotherhood, or maybe God is going to bring his judgment on America, I don't know. But I do know this threat is not imaginary, it's real. And you need to begin making preparations now. You need to have a source of water. You need to have a source of food. You need to have certainly the health problems. products on hand so that you can maintain your health. And this is why, if you're interested, just call and we'll be glad to send you certainly a list of the health products that we take and that we think that you should have on hand to maintain your health, because we, this thing should come to pass, you're going to need all the help you can get. And then, of course, we hope many of you out there will want to get my interview with Norman Dodd. It's called A Desperate Deception, interview I did in 1980. We will tell you that certainly the major thrust of the Brotherhood is to create wars because they want to change society. Certainly, that's A Desperate Deception, my interview with Ambassador Smith. And basically, that's where he tells about how we brought Fidel Castro to power. If you'd like David Rockefeller's memoirs or Barry Goldwater's book, we have them. Our number is 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful. From the mountains.